shown up when I really know how loved I am. Then it overtakes me, then it animates me, flowing from my heart into my hands. So I'm praying, Father, help my heart believe that right now you're singing over me and fill me up with your love. Lord, take these words that I'm speaking, love. Take these thoughts that I'm thinking, love. Take me over, love. Fill up all of my space in love. Come stand here in my place in love. Hear this prayer that I'm praying, love. Take me, love. Take me over, love. Take me over, take me over.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome to Coffee Talk on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. How are you all doing? This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your what? Independent clergy. Yes, indeed. Hope everybody's doing well on a Monday. It's been very hot and humid. We are up here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, the iHeartRadio studio. And we're just getting a taste of this summer taste of the summer weather, I should say. And I tell you what, yesterday it was extremely hot. I was in the heat a lot. And I tell you what, Katie barred the doors. It was almost like you needed a mister on some of these fans that were out there. So stay hydrated. Be sure if you're drinking coffee, drink it early. And then go straight water, mix in a little bit of Gatorade. Dilute your Gatorade with some water. That always helps out. Okay. I want to remind you before we get started on Coffee Talk this morning, we have an email address, and I get a lot of people that give me emails, and I respond right back, guys. Never be ashamed, wherever you're at. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page. We do have a Facebook page. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You'll see coffee beans with a little circular cream thing that swings around, and it says the Morning Brew on iHeartRadio. My nephew, Devin, was the one that made that for me. So I really am thankful for that. Also, I want to remind you that you can always like us, or I should say subscribe on Apple Podcasting, and search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You'll find the older Coffee Bean. It says the Morning Brew. And I'm on TuneIn Radio, Google Podcast now. They've had Google Podcast, I think, out about 6 months now. Let's see, what else are we on? Syndicated, of course, on iHeartRadio and Spotify. You can find me on there as well. All right, well, today I am going to talk about, I've had people ask me, will you go back into your biblical archives and give us some ideas? And we all have ideas. What will believers actually be doing in heaven? Well, there's a lot of things, and we're going to discuss that. You all remember this song, don't you, that I'm fixing to sing a little bit of? Just a little few verses. It says, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. I remember stanza after stanza singing that song. And if you're not familiar with these words, friends, They are from a song that I can remember personally back in the Baptist days and the Nazarene days and the Methodist. I mean, they all sung them at all churches. And I can remember singing numerous times over and over and over through the years. And I'm not sure if they don't, unless you're, I think it was an independent or fundamental Baptist church was the last time I heard that song. You don't really hear it very much because our culture's kind of changed on some of the music, or they've changed it up a little bit. But in talking about heaven, obviously there is, and I want you to keep in mind, the desire and longing of every believer, or at least it should be, as we begin to think about heaven. And a very logical question that comes to mind is this, friends. What will believers do in heaven? While the Bible isn't clear on everything believers will do, it does speak of a few things, and today on Coffee Talk, I want to kind of give you a breakdown of it to kind of give you some kind of an idea, okay? First thing is we know that there will be a feast. Now, before Jesus was crucified, he shared communion with his disciples. Now, during the time, he made this statement. If you want to highlight it, go to Scripture. If you haven't already, go to Matthew chapter 26, verse 29, where Scripture says, I tell you, I will not drink from the fruit of the vine from now on till that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Now, in the book of Revelation, see, John mentions something called the wedding feast or the marriage supper of the Lamb. You know, when we were studying Revelations, I encourage you to go back to my podcast way back in the last year. When I took it to Revelations, and let me go ahead and recap. Revelations chapter, and you can find this, highlight it. Revelations chapter 19, verses 7 to 9. This is what Scripture says. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen, of course, friend, stands for the righteousness acts of God's holy people. Now, then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, those are the true words of God. You know, one of the greatest celebrations in heaven will be the wedding supper of the Lamb. This will be the greatest party and celebration that has ever been thrown. This will be an event like no other, friends, where those have chosen to follow Jesus will be united with him forever. You know, I wonder if it is going to be during this time that Jesus will take communion again with us, as he stated in the book of Matthew. Whatever happens then or at that time, I can imagine myself, the rejoicing, and I know some of you guys will, over taking communion with Jesus. Oh, how amazing that's going to be. After all, it is his broken body and he shed his blood that allowed us to participate in the celebration. Another point I want to make on this breakdown is there will be a reunion. You know, one of the things believers do in heaven is fellowship. Keep in mind, this will be a time for reunion. We will be able to identify everyone in heaven. 1 Corinthians, book of Paul writes to the church, make notation. 1 Corinthians, we're going to read it, chapter 13, verse 12. For now we see only a reflection as in the mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, I shall know fully even as I've known. You know, if you remember, friends, back in the book of Matthew, the whole chapter 17, when Jesus was transfigured before Peter, James, and John, the Bible says that Moses and Elijah appeared. It is safe to say that Peter, James, or John have never met Moses or Elijah before. Yet clearly, they knew who they were. I believe that's how it's going to be in heaven. That's what I believe. Now, we may not know everything about a person. We may not be able to identify who they are. But this will allow us some wonderful fellowship and some wonderful reunion. So keep that in mind. Also, another point I want to make is there will be worship. Okay, there sure will. One thing you can be certain of is that believers will worship in heaven. Revelation tells us that worship that will happen around the throne. And let me give you an example. Here's one instance. Take it back to Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Scripture says, after this, I looked up, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count. From every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were appearing in white robes and holding palm branches in their hands, and cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Now, friends, I want you to keep in mind the Bible is not clear on how much we will worship or for how long, but the worship in heaven will be purest and sweetest worship that we've ever experienced. Amen? Amen. Because it will be. Heaven will be pure. People from every nation and language gather around the throne, offering worship to our God. Just the thought of this causes joy to leap in the heart. This is one song and choir you definitely want to be a part of. The best part of worship is that you're going to be able to enjoy God's presence without hindrance or influence of sin. Truly, this will be an awesome day. Another thing you want to keep in mind is, of course, there will be service. Go back to the book of Revelations, chapter 22 and verse 3. Scripture simply says, "No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve." You know, friends, one of the things that you do often think about when you consider is what believers will do in heaven. Is that we will continue to serve, but the Bible is not clear about the capacity that we're going to be serving. But you don't have to worry about that. It won't be dullity. It will have an experience of serving with joy and that increase in heaven. Let me just stop here for a second. Rejoicing, joy, no more hurt, no more pain, no more agony, no demonistic things up in heaven. Heaven's going to be pure. We're going to have our Father there. No sun. You know why? The sun's always rising. God, the sun. It's a lot of amazing things that's hard to fathom. Hard to imagine eternal. Forever, forever with our Father. Our Father God, our Creator that loves me, loves you. He loves the whole entire world. And I say from time to time why people reject Him, I'll just never know. But I pray for Him. Another point I want to make is, what about reigning and ruling with Christ? Well, there are scriptures that talk about this, reigning and ruling with Christ, and here's a few of them. You may want to make note. Let's revisit Revelation on Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, where it says, "You have made them to be the kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth." Another good scripture is you go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12, where it says, "If we endure, we will also reign with Him." And let's revisit Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6. "Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and Christ and reign with Him for 1,000 years. So while the Bible is clear about us reigning and ruling with Christ, it seems like this is during the time when Jesus established His millennial kingdom on earth. The Bible isn't totally clear as to whether we're going to carry on into the new heaven or into the new earth on this particular passage. Excuse me. Another point I want to make is the real prize of heaven. Now, as we look at believers who will do in heaven, I want to shift your attention to this, friends, the real prize of heaven. As beautiful as heaven will be, especially as described in the book of Revelation, the prize of heaven is not the pearly gates, the streets of gold, the crowns, or the mansions, which many people talk about. The real glory and the prize of heaven is we get to see Jesus face to face. Amen? Amen. We get to see Jesus. Oh, every knee will bow to Him, because He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Almighty God. I've revisited this back in the past when I studied on the book of Revelations. I want you to go back to it. Revelations chapter 22. Let's read verses 4 and 5. "They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. There will be no need of light. Of a lamp or even the light of the sun. For the Lord will give them light, and they will reign forever and forever. You see, friends, it's God's presence that makes heaven what it is. There is no greater joy to experience God's presence in a body that is unhindered or not tainted by sin or of any fashion. The fact that we get to see Jesus and spend eternity with him is the real prize of heaven. Paul alludes to this in 2 Timothy. So I'm going to take us back to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4 and 8, where Scripture says, "Now, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to those that long for his appearing." I want you to keep in mind, if you're not careful, you will focus on the crown. But what is the most important to know is that reward to those who long his appearance. Those who have that desire to recognize the real prize that is appearing. Another point I want to make is whatever you think, it's better. Now, Paul wrote in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. This is what Scripture says. "But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor have heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him." So friends, whatever believers do in heaven, it will not go beyond anything that we could even ever imagine. It will be far greater than any experience we have ever had on this earth. It will not be any better, but more extraordinarily better. Whatever you must endure now, do it with an eye on heaven, because for those who have the place and the trust in Jesus as Savior, one day that will be your reality. You know, I want you to consider this also, what Paul wrote and had said in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 18, "For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us." I'll leave you with these words, an oldie but goodie. What a day that will be when my Jesus I will see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land, what a glorious day that will be. What a day that will be. And that's by Jim Hill. How about that? So that gives you some insight on what believers will actually be doing in heaven. And there's more other things. There's a lot of other things. But we just don't know everything. We only know some of the things, you know, the bits and the pieces of heaven. And I will tell you, this song I want to play before closing. It's a popular song. I played it time after time. I had a request to play it, and I'm going to play it. I just feel it in my heart. Before I play this song on Coffee Talk, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, let me invite you to know him. I know time after time, it's like, oh, see, it's another sermon. No, time after time, if you don't have him in your heart, the Holy Spirit is tugging on you. Listen to me on this one. God's three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, we call it. The Holy Spirit speaks in your heart. God will speak to you. He loves everybody. He loves the whole entire universe. And he loves the sinners. If you don't have it right with God, if you're not walking right with God, now's the time to change. This old world's coming to an end, guys. I don't know when. I'm not going to predict. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to be happy. And I hope you do as well. Because that's what our Father God would want us to do. But in the meantime, please, I can't stress enough, from age, I don't know, I got saved at 6, let's just say 5 to age 120, however the oldest person is in the world. If you don't have it right with Jesus, let me help you. Go to my Facebook page, click on that button, call me, text me. See, hey, here's my number, give me a call. If you're on Twitter, go to @MorningsBrew, direct message me with a phone number. I will contact you and we will pray together and we will help you. I've got a ministry team, the iHeartRadio ministry team, prayer team, that will help you too as well. The greatest gift you can have, sure, it's, you know, your children, or if you're married, your spouse, fiance, significant other, whatever it may be. But your main gift is having Jesus in your heart. And don't you want to be up there with him? Just remember that. Okay? All right. Before we close out in prayer on Coffee Talk on a Monday, here we go, as requested, Child of Love. Amen. Child of Love, one of our favorites, We the Kingdom. Yes, indeed. Well, again, thank you so much, guys. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Coffee Talk on a Monday. And we're here for you if there's anything we can do. And, you know, there's a lot of things. I want you to remember a lot of things. And I bring this up a lot because I always loved his Bible-styling preaching, and I've shared it before. Let me just take a moment before we close out in prayer. I'm going to give the example of Billy Graham because I really looked up to him a lot. And there's a lot of great preachers that I like. I like Billy Graham. I like Dr. Jeremiah. But I will tell you that Billy Graham said, you know, even when we indulge in the Bible, there's a lot of things that we're not going to understand on some things. There's going to be a lot of things that we do understand. There's going to be some things we don't understand. But we learn as much as we can, and we indulge. And he himself said there were some things that he does. We're not going to know every single thing in the Bible. Okay? We're going to learn as much as we can that God wants us to know. Again, for the non-believers out there, it's coming to your Father, like coming to your dad, but you're coming to your Father God, your Creator. Okay? With childlike faith. Very simple. And we want to help you. And that's what our ministry team does. We have the Christian comedies, yes indeed. We have our great podcast shows, great Christian music on iHeartRadio. But we want to love, we want to serve, we want to be the arms and feet for Jesus Christ. So let's lead off in prayer as we jumpstart on a Monday. Dear Heavenly Father God, we just thank you as we reset. We start on Monday. And you know what? We thank you for all you do. Watch over, guide, and protect us and take care of us. For we love you. And let us have a great week in Christ's name. Amen. Well, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. Thank you so much, and y'all have a blessed day. Bye for now.